Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever, skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how people change. Whenever we're interacting with someone, we may think that this is how someone is going to be for the rest of our lives. Unfortunately, though, that is not the case. One thing that I noticed in my past trip to West Palm Beach this week was a very unique insight. There was this one particular day that we had an event where multiple people came. I saw a lot of my childhood friends that I hadn't seen in ages, and we were catching up. As we were catching up, we began to talk about their siblings. I'm like, "Hey, where's Sam?" And Sam's brother, the guy that I was talking to, was like, "I don't know." I thought, "You don't know? I mean, you're in this event. You're visiting your parents. Where's your brother?" So I ask again. I'm like, "Wait, I'm not asking for the exact location, but how come he didn't come to West Palm Beach too?" "I don't know, man." "You don't know?" That's when I started to get curious. I was like, "What do you mean you don't know? Is there beef between you two?" And then he responds back, "There's no beef, but we just don't talk anymore." "You don't talk to your brother anymore? And you're telling me there's no beef? What happened?" And he said, "I don't really know, man. I mean, we just started to do different things. I actually don't even know where he lives nowadays." "You have no clue where your brother lives? To me, that sounds asinine." And if it was only one conversation like that, that would have been one thing. However, throughout this party, I had a couple of more interactions where I saw something similar. I was talking to a girl this time who lives in the same state as her brother, the same city as well. And I'm like, "Where's your brother?" And she's like, "I don't know." "Really?" This one surprised me even more because this girl and her brother were always super close. And the fact that they weren't close anymore shocked me. I asked why. And she gave a similar response. "There's no problem or anything. It's just we're really different right now. I'm very extroverted and he's very introverted. He likes to do his own thing. And I guess he just wants to be by himself." This introvert used to be an extrovert. When I grew up around this guy, I remembered him always socializing with everyone. So the fact that he changed his personality this much within the past couple of years is a shocker to me. And that's when I started to look at my brother. And I'm thinking, what is he going to be like in 5 to 7 years? Are we still going to be close? I would hope so, right? I believe that siblings are the first best friend that you are given. So for me and my brother, I hope so. And in the past, I would have said, "I know so." But who knows whenever someone is going to switch up? The thing is, you can never predict something like this. And I believe that you always gotta work on a relationship before things get too far. The reason that I'm more confident with me and my brother versus these different people that I spoke to in this party is because we consistently keep in touch rather than have these huge dry spells where we don't talk at all. And when we don't talk at all, when we finally do talk, I'm like, "Wait a minute, who the heck am I speaking to?" So we're not catching each other by surprise too much. And if you are having this radical change in your life, you are responsible for communicating that to the person that you are with. A lot of divorces happen because the person married another person, but the other person began to change throughout the relationship. He or she read a book that completely changed their perspective, and now they wanted something different in life than they did when they got married. If you are that person that wants something different in your life, it is your duty to communicate that excessively to your partner rather than just resenting your partner for not figuring it out. People become unrecognizable. This is one thing within social skills that a lot of people don't talk about. A lot of the times when you are not cool with someone, it's not always due to malice or some sort of devious mistake. a lot of the times it's simply because you changed your personality, the other person changed their personality, and you guys just have nothing to talk about, and you guys just don't get along anymore. So if you enjoyed today's talk and you want to learn more about social skills, be sure to check out my book, The Charisma King. Within this book, you will learn much more about public speaking, storytelling, how to interact more with others. You know how to carry yourself in a group conversation. Yes, that is public speaking. And you know how to carry yourself in a one-on-one interaction. Yes, that's conversations. So go ahead and check out The Charisma King in the link in the description box, or go on ArmaniTalks.com and grab your copy today. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I will catch you next time.